Hello, podcasters.
Hi.
Today's podcast might have a bit of a soundtrack behind it. The wind.
Yeah, it's been a gusty old day, hasn't it?
Yeah, really. We're in a soundproof-ish studio, community radio, and we can hear the wind.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing that I play music and stuff behind when we're talking, or else it would have just been wind.
Otherwise, it would have been very atmospheric. It would have been like sort of Wuthering Heights or something.
Or we would have thought our jokes were going terribly.
Tumbleweed going past the window.
I've just realised I haven't said happy birthday to my dad yet. I should probably message him.
Yeah, you should do that.
It's nine.
We gave him happy birthday on air, though.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't listen. He's got taste.
No, well, exactly.
He doesn't even listen to the podcast.
Yeah. I don't blame him.
No, he doesn't. He has nothing to do with this.
No.
My parents.
My mum listened once, and then she said, sorry, the music's just not
Yeah, but that's
me.
Why the podcast's for, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we really should send it to our parents.
Yeah.
But I don't know if my dad would listen.
I don't know if it'd be my mum's thing.
It's a bit news nighty.
Yeah.
We're not very news night.
We're not generally, are we?
We talked about Meghan and Harry.
Yeah, we did do a bit of news today.
Only the fun bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think that sums up the show anyway, doesn't
it? Well, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. It was a good chat, though.
It was.
I mean, people are missing out. Maybe you should start listening to the show live and then listening to the podcast to catch up as well. To be like, oh, God, that was funny. Remember that?
Double the fun.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's a bit late now. Show's done.
Yeah. Try next week.
Yeah, try next week. Thursday morning from 6. That's when we're on. 51076.co.uk if you're not in Southwest Arts.
Yeah.
If you're in Southwest Arts, the reason it's called Vibe 107.6 is because that is the frequency on your FM dial in the car.
Yeah, we noticed this little sign in the studio earlier that said Property of the Vibe Limited. Yeah. I thought maybe we should go a bit more American and call ourselves 107.6 The Vibe.
No.
No?
No, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. That's the podcast intro. Enjoy the podcast. We will chat to you next week.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.
Oh, it's smoky in here, isn't it?
Oh, it is a bit. Do you want to open the window?
Yeah, I think we should crack one. Bit
as
windy,
it,
though.
Were.
Bit windy.
Oh, it sure is. You better not open the window, actually.
Blow the smoke straight back in.
Mm.
What's on your mind this week, man?
Just give me a minute here. I'm just... Just relaxing, decompressing. So, this week, I noticed something when I stopped to fill up the car. Walked into the petrol station shop, because it wasn't one of these where you could pay at the pump, so you have to go in, old school.
Yeah. I still prefer, I mean, I know we're in a pandemic, but I prefer going in.
It's nice to go in, isn't it?
It is. I just like, is any interaction I can get.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm happy with. Plus,
you say what you can get.
I tend to go in and get a meal deal.
Well, yeah, this is it. Mm. Well, this is kind of along the lines that I'm thinking of this week, right? So I went in, and the whole place stinks of hot dog, and they've got that thing at the front which is like a steam box, and it's got three horrible soggy hot dogs.
Were you in America?
It. No, this is the thing. This was in Chesham, and it was those kind of cinema style hot dogs, and they're sitting there in this box, and there's three buns that are going soggy and horrible because of all the steam, and three horrible looking sausages, and I'm going, who's buying those? Who walks into a petrol station having filled up their car and goes, oh, do you know what I really fancy? A really rank-looking hot dog. And I just don't... It's so easy to get nice food now. Who on earth... And they're obviously selling them because they're sitting there in that box and they wouldn't stink out the place with them otherwise. But who are these people?
How much were they?
I need a word with them. I don't know, about £3.50 or something like that.
It's quite expensive. I was thinking if they're going for like £1, £1.50, you'd go on then.
Do you know what? Those hot dogs, having worked in a cinema as well, I would not put one of those things in my mouth.
No, no chance.
Not a chance.
I've got a question for you today.
Okay.
Schedule or schedule?
I always have this dilemma because I feel like I should say schedule.
Yeah.
But I do always say schedule.
It came up in my head the other day and I was sort of thinking... You know when you start to overthink it and you're going, is it schedule or schedule? And then I completely forgot what I normally say.
Yeah.
So now I've got no idea.
I have that people say to me scone or scone and I go, do you know what? I don't know what I say.
You should say scone.
Well, yeah, of course. And, yeah. I think I do.
Yeah.
If you stop and think about it.
If you say scone to me, I'll slap your face.
That's good to know.
But seriously, schedule or schedule? I honestly... I'm tearing my hair out over this.
Yeah.
Because I like to be... well spoken.
Yeah, you like to be correct.
I liked my pronunciation to be on point. Like, you know, I say H instead of H because I'm not common.
Wow.
I
don't even know if I do that.
I turned up to school for the first few 3 weeks when they taught you.
Yeah, you got that bit.
Yeah, but scheduling schedules really, it's really throwing me.
And do
they mean two different things? Are they actually two different words?
I think because of schedule with a hard C is an Americanism.
I think... Oh, I should say schedule then.
Well...
That settles it.
I think it's one of these that we've just got to accept that we've all taken the American way of saying it now. And I say schedule.
Oh, and I'm okay back with that. Fight back. Fight the power.
Vibe 107.6.
It's time to do dog and cat chat. Is that what we're going to call it?
I think so. Dog and cat chat. You can put an N in the middle, make it a bit more
dog
catchy.
And cat chat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, everyone likes talking about their pets. So do we.
Oh, for sure. I never shut up about my cat.
How's Lupin the cat?
Yeah, he's all right. He's pretty good.
He had a big op, didn't he? Or a big procedure?
Yeah, he did. He had a big operation at Christmas to help him do wee-wees better. And he is flying. He's doing really well.
Lots of wee-wees?
Yeah, loads.
All over the flat?
So, no, in his litter box. He's very good at that. although I have to say, actually, this week he did a poo.
Yes.
In his litter box.
Yeah.
Got a bit of it on his tail.
Yeah.
And proceeded to chase said tail with the poo on it around the flat, thereby spreading the poo across virtually every room in the flat, leaping up onto the bed, up onto a chair, etc. I spent quite a lot of time disinfecting the flat.
He's lucky that he has an owner that loves cleaning, though.
Yeah, I do.
This is you going, yes!
Yeah. Thanks, Lupin. Can you do another one?
Yeah. My dog, Gus, or our dog, Gus, he's still limping, still struggling.
Oh, yeah.
But his little dog stairs came for the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Because we think it's because our bed's quite high.
Are you going some stairs?
So we think it's because the bed's quite high, so that he's, and it's wood, so there's no carpet, so we think he's maybe jarring himself.
Oh, bless him.
So we've got him some little stairs, but so far he's jumped around the stairs. We're trying to train him to use them, but it's not going that well.
Well, this is any time you buy anything for them, they just don't use it. This is the thing with Lupin. Whenever we buy him something that's for a cat, he's not interested in using it. He just wants to scratch the nice rug rather than the cat scratching post, for example.
Well, because of his limping, we're taking him on just little walks. Effectively, we're just taking him out to wee because we want it to get better. Luckily, in these situations, because Heidi's a vet nurse, registered vet nurse, so she sort of knows what to do in regards to, we're worried that he's going to end up needing an operation, it's going to cost a load of money. But last couple of days, he's been a bit better. We've got some painkillers for him, we've got some joint strengthener, I guess, some little chew that he takes, one a day. Heidi got all the right bits and pieces. Mm. So we're hoping, because he's seen better yesterday, that maybe he's getting better.
Oh, good.
That would be great, because if he has an operation, that should be a nightmare.
Yeah, oh, you're telling me. I mean, Heidi will tell you how much it costs.
Yeah, well, it costs a fortune, and also, him in recovery would just be terrible. So like I said, he can't even use dog stairs. Yeah. He sleeps in the bed with us. He wouldn't be able to be caged. Yeah. He'd be an absolute nightmare. And I just, I sleep badly enough as it is. Yeah. Without him whinging.
You do not need that, do you?
Vibe 107.6.
We've been talking about the Meghan and Harry Oprah interview from Monday night.
Yeah, we have.
Lots to discuss. Mm. Something that did catch my mind, though, which I was sort of like, really? Wow, okay. Mm. Were you as shocked as I was when you realised that the royal family has an HR team?
Yes, because I'm just picturing it like a normal office, like sort of Carol in HR, you know.
Yeah, I just thought, family HR. It just didn't, it never once occurred to me that the institution has so many staff and would need an HR team.
It's interesting, because when you think about it, you go, oh yeah, of course, it's a sort of massive company, but actually, it's...
It's effectively, you know, I need to talk to my grandma, where's HR?
Yeah, please go through HR.
Anyway, it got me thinking... the top three arguments in the family that could be solved with an HR team.
Okay.
Because this could all happen in the royal family.
Yeah.
Who gets to sit in the front seat?
when the Queen's driving round Sandringham.
Is it shotgun rules?
Yeah.
Are you doing shotgun once you can see the car, or is it just as soon as you guys know you're leaving?
Yeah.
Or is it literally just take it in turns? Because there's always an argument that we had when we were kids.
Yeah, absolutely. They probably still do, all the, you know, Charles and Anne and everybody, even though they're all very grown up now. They're still the kids.
They are still the kids, and they still have to... shotgun! Yeah. Who said it first? HR!
Yeah.
it was me. Great. In at two... of the top three family arguments that could be solved with an HR team. Dinner time. What do you mean you're not cooking Yorkshires with the roast? Oh, sorry. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just penning an email to HR. This can't happen.
A formal complaint.
I'd formally complain.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you'd have to complain to the kitchen department as well. This is the whole thing.
Well, it depends. I'm thinking more that if it was just my family.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't have a kitchen department.
There's no chef.
It's just dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I go around to dad's for a roast. Or Heidi cooks a good roast, actually.
Yeah.
But if they're not doing Yorkshires from now on, I'm threatening them with HR.
It's interesting you mention this, because on Sunday we did a roast and we forgot the Yorkshires. So that's very much a topic that's close to my heart this week.
I tell you who'd be the HR department in my family. It'd be my mum. And not because we'd vote her in, it's just because she's one of those people who sort of has her fingers in everyone's pies.
She
knows what's going on.
Yeah.
She seems to be there.
Yeah.
She's always the one, if anyone pulls out of an event, gets the spare ticket. That's my mum.
She's the default for that.
She'd be the HR team.
Yeah.
And the top family argument that could be solved with an HR team. That's Monopoly, isn't it?
Do you know what?
Games night.
I never played Monopoly because I found it too long and boring.
I don't know what the end of a game looks like.
No one ever reaches the end.
No one ever reaches it. There's always a tantrum.
Yeah.
There's always something. So games night could be solved with an HR team.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No, that you landed on my hotel. No, I didn't. HR! HR!
Take your grievance.
We finally finished this game. They're the top three things. Family arguments. That could be solved with an HR team. 80818, start your text with Vibe. If you had an HR team in your family, what argument would it help you solve? Danny said, who gets to use the big TV? Someone had two TVs.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Must be nice, yeah. Must be nice.
We had one and it was rented.
Yeah, exactly, there you go. Laura said, what's for dinner? Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
No turkey dinosaurs. HR.
Straight to HR.
Tamsin. Our Tamsin.
Our Tamsin.
Where do all my socks go? Is it the washing machine eating them or a family member stealing them? Needs a full HR investigation.
Even HR couldn't solve that mystery.
No, but I think they just... socks just walk off.
Yeah, literally.
They proved the existence of the borrowers. They're gone. Daisy Bell said, Easter eggs, why does one sibling always get a big one? She's also said, pocket money, older siblings always get more. I think that Daisy Bell just isn't the favourite.
Daisy Bell's holding on to a couple of grudges there.
Yeah, because we always got... I mean, I get with older siblings, they can do the harder jobs, so they get more money. Plus, they're older, they need more money. It goes further for them. But at the same time, I always got the same as my brother.
Getting slightly bigger Easter eggs.
Yeah.
It's like,
we
what's
got
his
exactly
name?
The same Easter eggs.
Yeah, it's like Dudley and Harry Potter. Last year, I had 37. Present.
Come on. Daisy, I'm sorry to break it to you. I just don't think you're the favourite. And James has said, we had designated seats at the dining table. There's issues there already.
Oh, wow.
I'd
okay.
be straight to HR.
Yeah, seating plan.
And his was the only one that couldn't see out the window, so if anything was going on, he couldn't see it happening.
What was going on outside the window?
I don't know. I think he must have lived rurally, maybe animals.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully not burglars. You don't want to be looking at... What's that out the window? What's that man doing running away with that all our stuff?
Need more than HR for that.
Hold on, that's the big TV. We're going to have to use the little one.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Happy birthday to...
Who?
Happy birthday to...
Who?
Happy birthday, dear Who. Happy birthday to you.
Wow, I can't decide if that was great or awful.
Probably awful.
Yeah, I'm going to say
most time it is. Really easy game. There's a few celebrity birthdays today. I give Al some cryptic clues. He has to tell me who it is.
Easy.
Right, first birthday.
All right.
I can't say the name of the thing he was in. I don't think I can anyway. So I'll just say he was one of the main people in Jack Bottom.
What? Jack Bottom?
Think about what... I could. What word maybe I can't say?
Oh, okay. I think you probably can, but let's not. Is it the king of...
Jack
falling
Bottom.
Off things and breaking bones, Johnny Knoxville.
It is. And he's 50.
Wow, 50.
Half a century.
Apparently they're doing another Jack Bottom movie at the moment, which is kind of
are
unexpected.
They?
Yeah, it's a bit kind of it's a bit of a retro thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure it'll fly these days.
Oh, people will still like it. It's a nostalgia act, isn't it?
Yeah.
It'll still be our age, you watch it. And the younger people will go, what are they doing?
Yeah, why are they hurting themselves?
Second birthday. Broadway, tick. Telly presenting, tick. Film and TV, tick. And I was in Doctor Who, but I wasn't the Doctor or the Doctor's assistant.
Right, okay. Broadway, TV presenting, film.
And TV, yeah.
And TV.
Doctor Who.
Not the Doctor's assistant.
Not the Doctor either.
Or the Doctor.
Well, it's one of those characters who keeps popping up.
Okay.
Not a villain, I don't think. I haven't watched it enough.
No, I haven't got a clue.
I think he was called Captain Jack or something in it.
Oh, okay. Was he also in Torchwood?
Could have been.
Is it John Barrowman.
It is John Barrowman. 54 today.
Yeah, he had his own spin-off show called Torchwood.
Yeah, I saw a photo of him and white hair now. Grey hair.
Really? Wow.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I still remember him being Captain Jack, like that very American, like, million-dollar smile.
Yeah,
there he is. Yeah, you expected his teeth to go ding when he smiled.
Yeah, exactly. I think they did sometimes.
And the third and final birthday today. That blimmin' Eve. Do I love her or do I want to kill her?
Oh, okay. So somebody from Killing Eve. Is it Jodie Comer?
It is Jodie Comer.
Wow, I did well today.
She's 28, so 28. She's a couple of months younger than me, and that makes me sad. She's doing very, very well.
Yeah, doing slightly better than you in some respects.
I only watched it a couple of months ago, all the way through. Actually, last month, and I can't wait for the next series
show,
to come out.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So good. They are the celebrity birthdays today. It's also my dad's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Dad. I think he's 57.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, I have got him a present.
You have?
Yeah, I'm taking my car around for him to fix. Happy birthday.
What a lucky thing.
I got him something else as well, but he's not listening, so I could tell you, but he's not going to.
Vibe 107.6.
Hey, have you noticed that people aren't very good at social distancing?
Yes, constantly.
And I don't mean that the effort's not always there. Mm. It's just the execution.
Yeah.
The other day, I was walking down Bushy High Street.
Yeah.
And there's the little bit where you've got guards up to stop you from going on the road where there's a crossing.
Yeah.
They put guards there for whatever reason.
Mm.
And someone was walking through and I just got some cash out from the cash point.
Yeah.
And I went to turn and go and realised they're there. So I stepped aside.
Yeah, of course.
One of them came through. The other one stepped into a doorway to let me through. I was like, oh, that's very nice.
Mm.
So I walked into the thing. But before I got to them, they stepped back out.
That's so pointless.
All you've done is slowed yourself down.
Yeah. You've done absolutely nothing to help.
Yeah. And she gave me a dirty look. I was like, well, you stopped for me.
Yeah.
I was stopping for you.
I think it's
really odd.
Where do you think it's most difficult? I found it hardest in the supermarket. I found it virtually impossible in the supermarket.
I was in the queue at Aldi in Century Park at the weekend, and they're doing a traffic light system on the way in.
Yeah.
Because most supermarkets, you just the internet, do whatever you want.
Yeah,
and there's no queue.
And it seems to be more lax now than it was in the first one.
Yeah, but they have a traffic light system on the way in.
Yeah.
And they have it marked outside the lines where you should stand, which is great, because you just sort of go around. And someone was not... They were behind us.
Mm.
They could have been whispering in my ear. They were so close.
There's always one, isn't there?
Hey, what are you getting?
Yeah.
Have you seen the deals? I know. They used to say the fruit and veg wasn't so good, but actually, it's really fresh now.
Yeah. You can't argue with those prices.
20 beers for £10. What are you getting? What are you getting? Go away! We're in a pandemic! I just want to know what you're getting. Are you going down the mystery aisle?
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
You know how I quite often have a moan about modern things?
I was going to say things. You don't have to say modern. But yes. You are a man who would have been much more at home in the 1920s, not the 2020s.
Yeah, very much so. I saw something the other day that really, really wound me up.
Right.
Because it's just... We're just promoting laziness now, right?
Okay.
There's a fridge where it's got a screen on the outside and a camera on the inside so that you don't have to open the fridge in order to see what's in your fridge. I mean, seriously, what world are we now living in where that's too much effort?
You wouldn't go for that?
No, 100% not. That's ridiculous.
Right, okay, I've got one way this would be a good thing.
Okay.
So, say you're going to the supermarket.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh God, do we need this? If that camera links to your phone as well, then you could be in the shop. You could be down the Big Asda at the Dome Roundabout. You could be looking around. You could be going, oh, actually, do we need cookies?
Mm.
Even though you don't have them in the fridge. So, do we need something else? Do we need milk?
Do we need cookies?
Everyone needs that
gives me an insight into your weekly shop.
Everyone needs cookies. And my weekly my weekly stomach game. Do we need some broccoli?
You know, you might be onto something here.
And you could go, oh, quickly check the phone for the camera. I don't know why you need to display on the outside of the fridge.
No, absolutely not. I mean, that's a step too far, isn't it?
Although it could make you feel like you have a superpower, like you're seeing through the fridge. That would be cool.
Wow.
Imagine that. Just...
If you made that noise every time.
I would. Wouldn't you?
No. Maybe if I make that noise.
Yeah. Heidi, I'm just going to the fridge. Oh, yeah? You stop making that noise. It's a button.
Vibe 107.6.
Vibe breakfast. It's time for Big Al's Big Quiz. Big Al is here with his Big Quiz. How will Miles do? It's time for Big Al's Big Quiz.
So, today, as I said earlier, it is a little bit improvised.
Yeah.
You know, some weeks I find it harder to think of a quiz than others.
Yeah, and some weeks you make the quiz harder than others, and it's very difficult, and I go home crying. And if we had a family HR team...
You'd be onto them.
I'd be onto them.
And also some weeks I spend longer writing the intro than I do actually writing the quiz.
But they're the best ones for me because the intro makes the quiz.
Oh, you're in luck. Okay, so this week's, well, I'll let the song do the talking. I was trying to think of a quiz and I couldn't think of a quiz, so I looked around and I found this book. It's Hard Questions from The Chase, the TV show with Bradley Walsh. That's right, it's with Bradley Walsh. That's right, I couldn't think of a quiz.
So you're Bradley Walsh today?
Yes. Wow, that tired me out. Sorry.
So I haven't really watched The Chase.
I haven't either.
Is that the actual theme tune?
Yes.
Yeah. See, that they should take your... they should take your lyrics and use it.
You reckon?
Yeah. Okay. That was really good.
Yeah. This book has been knocking around in the office for... Yeah. It's like in pride of place on the boss Howard's windowsill.
Well, it's very Howard.
Yeah. It's also signed by somebody from The Chase, that's why it's one of his most prized possessions.
Yeah, but he strikes me as a pub quizzer, and he strikes me as a serious pub quizzer. So I imagine that when he says he's on sales calls, when he's meant to be doing bits and pieces, he's the boss, to be fair, he can do what he wants.
Does what he wants.
I think really he's studying.
He's quizzing.
He's
that's why he's
ready.
Got this book by his desk. So what I've done is I've gone through the book, I've picked out five questions.
Right.
They're all quite random, so
you've gone through
easier,
the whole book.
Yeah, I've just picked some out.
You read the whole book?
The entire thing.
How many pages is that?
So it's like 400.
Of quiz questions?
Yeah, yeah.
You must be so smart now.
I am mega smart. But yeah, to make it a little bit simpler, all the answers start with the same letter. So if you get one, you're
but then if
onto...
I don't get any... I'll know if I get the first one wrong, so I'll be okay.
I think you'll be okay. They're not that hard. But to make it a bit more intense, let's go as fast as we possibly can, shall we? So, are you ready?
Yes.
5 questions, 5 points up for grabs. Question one. Riff and Bernardo are gang leaders in which musical?
What?
Riff and Bernardo are gang leaders in which musical?
West Side Story.
Correct. Number two. What day of the week is 3 days after Sunday?
Wednesday.
Correct. Buckingham Palace is in what London borough?
Westminster.
Correct. Shakira's song Hips Don't Lie featured which rapper?
He's not that old. Was it Wiley?
Incorrect. It was Wycliffe Jean. Number five. Vera Lynn's best known for what song?
We'll meet again. Don't know where. That one.
4.5 I'm going to give you for singing the song. That was really nice.
I'll take that half.
Yeah. 4.5 That's good.
Yeah.
Good effort. I said today I hadn't really come up with a quiz. That's what you got.
Yeah, and it was very fast.
Very.
Oh, I need a bath. And then a nap.
Vibe 107.6.
Something caught our eye in the news this week. Dolly Parton has been off getting herself the jab, isn't she? Yeah, I think she got it about a week ago, which is good, because you forget that Dolly Parton, pretty old.
Yeah, you do forget, don't you?
Yeah, she's going to be up there in terms of one of the first.
Yeah.
But she decided to film when she got her jab.
I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late.
Sounds a little bit familiar, doesn't it?
Wow, it's darker than my version, I think.
It just sounds just slightly familiar, because I want to take us back to 2 weeks ago. So this is before this video came out.
Sure, yeah, it was.
Vibe Breakfast, Sing the Week, when Al did this.
Vaccines, 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 vaccines. Make sure you take it if you're offered one.
I don't know about you, but I've got a sneaking suspicion that we might have been ripped off by Dolly Parton.
I can only assume that she's an avid listener to The Breakfast Show.
It's nice to know.
Yeah.
I mean, when I say we, more you than me.
Yeah.
But there's been some ripping off happening.
Sure, yeah.
And
yeah.
Dolly has ripped us off.
Yeah. We will see you in court, Dolly.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you reckon we could get some royalties?
I reckon so.
Or do you think she'd ask for the royalties of us using Jolene in the first place?
Oh, yeah, there is that. It's
a problem.
We ripped off her song, and then she ripped it off again off us.
Yeah.
So it's kind of come
it's
full
inception,
circle.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Or we could release the duet. Now that's something
that's,
that, that's something we could get behind.
Yeah.
So I think it's time for a world first play.
Wow.
Of Dolly Parton and Al Livesley, Vaccine.
My goodness me.
This is number one this is gonna go to. Get ready.
Vaccine.
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 Make sure you take it if you're offered one.
Vaccine.
Once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I'm more in tune
than she is. Yeah.
And that's Dolly Parton.
Well, I think that's because you actually had music, and with Dolly, she sings quite quick. I just slow her down a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's still got the voice, though, hasn't she?
She's still got a voice.
Yeah, she's a real songbird.
So what did you think?
I like that. I think there's life in that.
Can we take on the charts?
Yeah.
Let's do
the whole song.
Well, Dolly, we know she's listening. She's ripping off our content.
Yeah. So Dolly, we'll get our people to call your people.
We'll send you the MP3.
Radio Made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.